So it's not very often that I actually say this about somebody that I'm interviewing, but this man is an absolute icon. I mean, seriously, it's having a reemergence now of a track that he done years and years ago. Come on, Eileen. I'm talking to Kevin Rowland. Morning, Kevin.
Morning.
Come on, Eileen. It doesn't seem to go away, does it? It's there for everybody, and it's and people are more asking for it now than ever before. Do you find the same thing when you go and do a concert?
Well, we haven't done any concerts for 10 years. So we don't really. We're very fortunate in that people that come to hear all of our music, not just Come on, Eileen. So what we're really about is the new album, The Feminine Divine, which is what the tour is about, you know, the shows are about. And the first half of this show is The Feminine Divine performed in its entirety. And we're not only performing, but we're acting it out as well, because it's a drama. It's got a narrative to it. And the second half is the old stuff, which we're happy to do, but we're not big on. We're not the revival circuit kind of band. We're just into what we're doing now. We're grateful for the past, but we don't live there.
Now, you've got an incredibly distinctive voice with Dexys, and Coming Home, It was very reminiscent. I started reminiscing as soon as I started playing it on air. I started reminiscing about what I was doing when you were huge and huge in the charts. Are you finding everybody is doing the same thing? Are they drawing conclusions between Coming Home?
I don't know. I've not really heard that, but it's a popular track for sure.
Very popular, yeah. Very, very popular.
Yeah, no, we're grateful for that.
So the tour you've got coming up, I notice you're at the Cliffs Pavilion on the 17th of September, and you're in Palladium not long after that as well, aren't you? There's still tickets for both of these available, as far as I know.
I believe there are, yeah, certainly for the, well, I think there are, yeah, there definitely are. Yeah, I've not been to the Cliffs Pavilion, but I'm told it's a really nice theatre.
That's a lovely theatre. You'll like that. You will like it.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. So, looking forward to getting down there and doing that show there. And the Palladium, well, I mean, I went there when I was 13 the first time I saw Ken Dodd there.
Again, a very iconic theatre to do. You will like the Cliffs Pavilion, though. I've done quite a few bits on the stage there. It's a huge stage, absolutely huge stage.
Yeah.
And the South End people are very welcoming, so you'll definitely get on there. So how many dates in this tour are you actually doing?
That's a good question. I haven't actually counted. It's got to be 12 or 13 in the UK tour. Then we're going to Europe, and then we're going to the US.
Oh, really? You're touring the US as well?
Yeah, we're going to be busy for the next 3 months. We're touring, mate.
Wow. I mean, I know general people that get a normal 9-to-5 job don't understand how tiring it is to tour. How do you find it? Because none of us are getting any younger now, are we? I couldn't do it.
Well, I am. I'm getting younger. As I said, I haven't done anything for 10 years, so it's going to be interesting. But I live like a monk when I'm on tour, you know, because I just have to save all my energy for the show.
I can understand that.
Save my voice for the show, you know. Yeah. So the rock and roll days are long gone, you know.
I'm in that boat with you. I'm in that boat with you.
I need my rest now. I'll be singing for an hour and a half, maybe a little bit more. I'm not sure. We've not timed it. So, I've got to have my strength, you know.
Do you get down the gym before you go on a tour like this, or do you not worry about that?
Yeah, no, I do. I've been doing bits and pieces. But having said that, I've been a bit, had low energy lately. I don't know whether it's long COVID or what it is, but, you know, bit of fatigue, like a lot of people in the UK the last year or two. So I can only do so much, but, you know, so yeah, it's whether that's age or long COVID, I don't know, but I have to manage the energy because it's all about the performance.
It is all about the performance, and you have to give 100%.
You have to give it 100%. Southend is a great town.
Yeah.
And I got fond memories of going there when I was a kid. But at the end of the day, I'm there to do a show.
Now, I've got one thing I have to ask you. This has always been on my mind. I used to watch a program called... Sorry, say that again?
So I've got no money. That's what you want.
I used to watch a program called Brushstrokes.
You did, you?
And you're singing the title.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in that? Because it seems so far apart from the way you were back then.
It does. I know what you mean. Well, what happened is we'd done the first two albums, Searching for Young Soul Rebels and Touré, and they'd both done well. And then we spent like 3 years on the next album, Don't Stand Me Down, which didn't do well. It was a good album, but, you know, we fell out with the label and all that stuff, and it just didn't go right. Everything kind of went wrong that could go wrong. Just one of them things. But after that, I'm kind of sitting there scratching my head, thinking, what am I going to do now? You know? And then this letter came, but the record company passed it on or something. So that was somebody from the BBC wants to see if you're interested in writing a, you know, a theme. And I thought, not really, but let me have a look at it. And I had a look at it. And when I saw Carl Howman was involved, the actor, I'd seen him in a couple of things before. And I just earmarked him somehow. I thought, well, he's really good, that guy. And and that was it.
Well, it's just to hear your voice on that, even now, I've got the DVD box set here and I put it on every now and again, and it's so homely. It's untrue. It's just like it fits like a hand into a glove. But it was a strange choice to put you in a Painter and Decorator comedy series. But it fits so well. It just sounds perfect.
Well, I mean, I guess you'd have to ask them why they asked us. Apparently, they just said, oh, we'd be great if we could get Dexys on this. And I don't know why, but they just did. And we had nothing else to do. You know what I mean? We had nothing to do. We thought, something to do.
Why not? We just did it. That's right.
And it was fun, really. It was quite nice it was quite a different discipline having to write to something that, you know, that is a certain length and everything. 30 seconds, 35 seconds, whatever it was, a minute. You know, it's quite an art, really.
So do you, all the songs that you've actually sung with Dexys, have you written yourself or have written for you?
No, there's been none written. We've covered one song, which is Jackie Wilson said in the 82 off Tour IA, but all the others have been, I co-wrote them. Always co-writes, but always with somebody, you know, Jim Patterson, Kevin Archer, Sean and Mike, Billy, Helen.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for this interview. I just want to recap, you're at the Cliffs Pavilion on the 17th of September. And if you just type it into Google, it comes up all over the place that you're there. Your new track, We Are Playing It to Death, Coming Home, that was released on June the 15th, is that right?
It was, I believe, yeah. Thanks so much. I'm so glad you're into it.
Oh, we love it. It makes me remember the way it was back then. You know, it's as I say, the conclusion I drew was it sounds, I mean, you've got a very distinctive voice. You can't mistake you for anybody else. And it's just really homely and really nice to hear you back again. So I wish you all the best with the tour. I really, really do. And I hope you work to packed houses every night.
Bless you, Mike. Thanks for that, mate.